Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and today I'm joined by my lovely co-host,
Mary.
And Mary is filling in today because Rebecca was not expecting me to ask her to do it this week. This was not our original scheduled date, but after the Earn the Merge 1.0 and 2.0, I was like, we got to move stuff around. So Rebecca said she couldn't do it. Mary's filling in. However, next week, Mary can't do the breakdown because Mary has work. What's up with everybody doing work, Mary? Can you explain this?
It's called life and jobs and bills.
Oh, I shot through the heart and you're to blame. So Rebecca will be doing it next week, but that means that the breakdown won't be on Thursday morning as usual. It will be on Friday. I meant to say that in our podcast yesterday, but I forgot. So I did a pinned comment because I know next week people won't know because I didn't say it or you didn't say it. Yeah, just the way things are, but we'll do the breakdown with Rebecca. Should be a change of pace on that. We'll see if people like it. If they don't, well,
too bad.
The gauntlet for Rebecca. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to go through all nine players that are remaining alphabetically, and we will rank them. I will put our ranking of them in the description. If you want to hear what Mary and I think about the episode, we've already done that. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Get with the times, bud. All right. Our first player is Carolyn. She has 37 confessionals, which is the second most. She has only one vote against her, and she does hold a hidden immunity idol that you and I joked yesterday. We don't even know if she knows she has an idol. What do you think about Carolyn?
I love Carolyn. She is my number two right now. We hear from her all the time. She's obviously a major player in the story. We constantly hear her perspective and what's going on. She's just so fun. I mean, I think I was one of those people at the beginning that was like, okay, she's a little bit much. She's a little bit too loud, too crazy. But I am now definitely on the Carolyn train.
Choo-choo.
I think that, you know, her being in the Tika 3. Oh, before we get into this.
Oh, no.
I have a slight disclaimer.
Disclaimer?
So, yes. All my predictions this week are based on the Tika 3 actually still being together because
under the assumption they are playing 4D chess that we talked about yesterday.
Right. Under the assumption that they're playing the 4D chess and that, you know, they're still tight and they're not split up. So I'm sticking with that for this week. And I think that's what's happening. I don't think they should be called the Three Stooges. I want to call them something else because they're definitely not. Three Stooges. I know that's what Carson named them.
It's not a great name. I feel it's like there's definitely a better name. Like the Triforce of Power.
The Triforce of Power.
Would have been a lot better of a name. They're going to like steal from another property anyways. Who cares? Pick a good one.
That is actually a good one. Yeah. I wanted to call them the Sounds of Silence. Because,
oh, I like that too.
Because they're like so under the radar. Yeah. But at the same time, you have to have like the word sound in their name because they're so loud. Like Jam Jam and Carolyn are so loud. It's hard to ignore them. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like they're bluff.
Strategically, they're silent.
Yes. Strategically,
they're
silent. They're
loud.
Right. So I just wanted to say that because if people are like, well, you're talking about Carolyn and Jam Jam working together. Didn't you know they voted? Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. But I'm working under the assumption that they're still together.
Now,
so
now Mary and I are recording this very early in the morning. I say this because there's only been a few comments on our breakdown. Mm-hmm. That's when we're recording this. So there was at least a couple of people saying they agree with us that they do think they're playing 4D chess.
Right.
But I don't know what the overall consensus is yet on that.
But so I don't care. That's what I say.
No, I know. I hear you. I'm just saying that. I do. I want to say I think some of the people who listen also agree, though I am sure there are others who don't agree.
Sure. That's fine. So anyway, so I think that she's in a really good spot within the Sound of Silence / Stooges / whatever you want to call
Triforce
it. We'll just call it Tika, I guess.
Okay.
I know. It's just.
Where'd you get that name from?
I just was thinking about like spies and like, because I wanted to call them like CIA, but that's dumb. And then I was thinking, well, what's something like a spy do while they're really quiet? I don't know. It just worked out.
Spies call themselves Tika?
No. Sounds of Silence.
I was wondering where you got the Tika name from. I think the joke went over that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, so you like Carolyn. She thinks she's playing 4D chess.
I think she's doing a great job of following Carson. I'm not sure that was her idea. Maybe it was her idea to split the votes. I don't know. But she's doing a great job of keeping her idol hidden. She's doing a good job of what we have seen of keeping tight with her alliance with Jam Jam and Carson, I think. Her biggest con is that she's not, it doesn't seem to be relating to everybody. Like, I loved the clip last week where Lauren was like, hey, we should, you know, like work together. And she like almost rolls her eyes. You know,
was that this
like,
week or last week?
It was this week.
Remember. Yeah,
it
was she this was week. Like, she was like, oh yeah.
She's like, oh
that.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, she's like, oh well, jeez.
Oh, yeah,
it was like, okay, come on, Carolyn, be a little bit of a better actress. But So I think that she will get to the end because she's being so, I don't want to say ignored, but maybe underrated right now. My only fear is that if she does get to the end, she wouldn't be able to convince the jury to vote for her. I mean, if she can pull a few good moves out here in the last couple of episodes, she has a good chance, though, I think. Mm-hmm. Especially if she's like, boom, 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 you guys just thought I was crazy, but I did this and I did this and I was in on this.
It's a hard sell because, as you said, she's having hard trouble relating to people. Right. From what we see outside of Tika,
right?
And do people respect her?
Well, already she has a hidden idol that no one knows about. Like, I really think that's a big deal, since mm-hmm. idols have been kind of a big deal for this season so far.
Even though they have, I mean, they're, yeah, the just normal idols, though, everything else has kind of been a wash.
Right. Well, that's just what I mean. That's what I mean. So yeah. She has this idol. It's the only one who's been able to keep it a secret that so far. So if she plays it well, or even if she just keeps it to the end, like Marianne is like, you guys never even knew. If she can talk about her, I mean, I think
that's true. Marianne was kind of a nut too.
I think the fact that she's still in the Tika Alliance is also a good thing, because her and Jam Jam have kind of had their moments, their tiffs, and she could have at any time jumped ship and gone away. So mm-hmm. her loyalty, I think, is something she can put on her resume, and just the strategy of staying in this alliance when maybe she was, her emotions were hurt. Okay. Oh, well, she ignored her emotions and did the smart choice and stayed in. So I think that she could do it. I really do. It's just, will people respect her gameplay?
So for Carolyn, for me, she's number four. You said for her, you, she's number two.
Yes.
I like her. The reason why she's not higher, I think I had her three last week. This week she was kind of ignored. And the more I think about it, I just can't ignore that we have yet to see anyone really go, Carolyn's smarter than I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that can't change. We are only in episode 8 out of what I think is going to be 13. Right. So there's time. Heck, Erica didn't emerge until episode 10. But as of now, I just don't see where is she getting jury votes from. If she sends Carson and Jam Jam to the jury, it's 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough to win. And that's my big issue. If we're talking about who's going to win, but in terms of character and in terms of big personality, I love Carolyn.
Right.
Do I think she's going to win is my question. I'm not sure because I haven't seen who's going to vote for her yet. I don't know who in this cast is ready to vote for Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my big issue. So for me, she's number 4. For you, she's number 2. Our next player is Carson. He has 29 confessionals, 0 votes against him, and he doesn't have any advantages at the moment. I don't count shot in the darks when I say there's no advantages, because unless it's brought up, it's not really an issue. Right,
everybody has it, yeah. So it's not really an advantage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless you
Except for
it.
Jamie.
Sure, sir.
She successfully used it, Mary, to not save any of herself. Remember, she played it, and it worked, true. And then nobody gave her any votes? It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It's just what I wanted for 4 seasons.
Right.
For 4 seasons. Okay, go ahead.
What do you think? I was just going to ask, is Carson's confessional, is that the highest count?
No, I will tell you when we have the highest and we have the lowest. Carson is somewhere in the middle. Carolyn has the second most of 37. Carson's 29.
Oh, 37. Sorry, yeah, I thought you said 27. No. Okay.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Carson is number 1 for me on my list.
Wow.
Yes, I love Carson.
Of course, you said the last night, so I should have known.
Yes. It's not like it's a surprise to you.
Mm. Should have been.
Reasons that he is my number 1. I think he's the mastermind of Sons of Silence / Stooges / Tika. I really do think that he's kind of the one that keeps Jam Jam and Carolyn in line and in together in this group. I think without him as the buffer, they probably would have separated a while ago. He has literally relationships with every single person, I think, from what we can see.
Yeah, who doesn't like Carson?
Right. He has one with Kane, obviously, Jam Jam, Carolyn, Danny. He was really close to Danny. Heidi wants to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much with Lauren and Jamie, but still, it's obvious that everyone likes him. Everyone trusts him. I'm not sure, like, what people think of him as a strategy player right now. I don't know if they know, but I do know that everyone seems to want to talk with him or check in with him about their vote. And so that's super important. He hasn't been shown to be great at the challenges yet.
Yes, he was. He was
except
great
for
at the
puzzles.
Yeah.
Yes. I just meant the physical aspects of the challenges.
Oh, it's so hard because they do an endurance challenge. He sits out because he's part mm-hmm. of whatever.
Or this week
he doesn't get picked.
This
he
week he was paired with Carolyn and had no chance.
This week, week he was sick and he's paired with Carolyn. Right. So we truly don't know if Carson is good at endurance
challenges.
That's
true.
Oh, by the way, only good for him because we were talking about how weeks ago, oh no, his threat level might be getting too mm-hmm. high. So him not doing a challenge and now him this week being sick is actually probably beautiful.
It really
unintentional,
is. Yes.
But beautiful to help his threat level. Because mm-hmm. if he was in these challenges doing this endurance, ripping fat you know, ones for Jeff like Danny did. That raises your threat level. People notice when you fart.
That's what I was just going to say. It's not necessarily a bad thing for him right now that he hasn't been shown to be a physical threat. Like, we do know he's a puzzle master, and I think everyone knows that. But I think that's actually a positive for him right now that he hasn't been, you know, just beasting it through the challenges as well as being relational, because he right now is really falling, you know, under the radar, I think. I think he's just like a triple threat. He's got the strategy, he's got the relationships, and I think he's going to be good in the challenges if he ever gets the chance to do it. So we'll see, but that's why he's my number one.
Yeah, Carson for me is number three, high as he can be without the mat theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Carson sits in the final three. Who right now is out talking Carson? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carson could sell anything that he has done as a move of his. Like, he's not going to underplay. He's not going to undersell. He's not. I don't know if he's going to perfectly understand the jury. That's yet to be seen.
Right.
But I don't think we have a Cassidy on our hands who just doesn't get what the jury wants. And therefore, you know, lets her pride get in the way is what her issue was from what we saw on the show. Carson, I don't think that's the issue. Even if he has pride, we haven't shown that that's an issue for him. So really, what is Carson's downfall? Right now it's that he's sick, but it's day 15.
And he's young.
And it's true. He is 20. Will people respect that? Mm-hmm. That's a hard sell. I think the youngest winner we have so far was 21 when they won. And there's been two of them.
Right.
But those are on very odd seasons. So I'm not sure if Nicaragua is a season we really want to be referencing as, you know, what about good strategic play? So, but he could break the mold. It's not impossible. Look at Marianne.
Well, I think that with what we've seen with how he interacts with other people, he seems to kind of know at this point what people are worried about, what people are asking about, and trying to assuage that. I'm just thinking of his conversation with Danny in this week's episode where Danny finds out that they know about his idol and, oh no, Jam knows about my idol.
Carson didn't do very well.
He didn't. Yeah. But I'm just saying at that point in that conversation, he knew immediately. Obviously, it wasn't hard to figure out that Danny was worried about Jam spilling the beans. And Danny didn't even have to say it. And Carson was like, okay, don't worry about Jam. I've got him. I'll babysit him. I'll be his security guard. Mm-hmm. I think
he made up for his mistake.
Right. I think he does pick up well on what people, not just that they're upset, but maybe why they're upset or how he can help. And he goes into like fixing it from what we've seen.
I mean, in Survivor, you want to avoid mistakes. But what you're saying is Carson has the ability to fix or make up for his mistakes, which sometimes can be more valuable because we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. How are you going to recover? How are you going to bounce back? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you would see with Tony specifically in Cagayan, is how he would just be doing so many things. You're like, come on, somebody's going to catch this guy. But he would keep working to make up for his mistakes.
Right. I don't know if you can even say that was Carson's mistake, because Heidi told him about the idol, and that's not, you can't be like, no, Heidi didn't tell me anything about it. Like, why would you say that if Heidi and Danny are in a tight alliance anyways?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember thinking that, man, Carson probably should have played just a little dumb. He is sick. He's not it's not like he has too much energy and it's going to come across fake. He's like, what are you talking about? You know, like, play into your sickness. It's hard to think like that, though. I agree. While you're sick, if you hear people working construction wise, that's because they are. They're outside of our house right now. Not in our house, but in where we live. So, all right. Anything else for Carson?
No.
Okay. Carson is my number three. He's your number one. Our next player is Danny. He has 20 confessionals, 0 votes against him, and he did play his idol last night successfully for Franny.
Mm-hmm.
But he currently doesn't have any advantages, though we did see him looking in next week on Survivor. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about Danny?
I do love Danny. He is number five for me. He probably could be higher, but I think right now he just has a really big target on his back. With the idol play and with doing really well in the challenges, I think he's probably going to get targeted next. But we've seen him be extremely smart. What I liked about him this week that I noticed was, even though he could have made an emotional decision about maybe getting Heidi out because Heidi spilled the beans about his idol to everybody. Instead of, even though he was upset by it, he didn't immediately go into an emotional reaction. Okay, well, I'm just going to get Heidi out. She's going to spill the beans on everything, or I'm going to do this. He's still stuck with his plan. And I think too many people in Survivor have a plan then something happens and they have an emotional reaction, and then they ditch their plan that that was so carefully well thought out, and then they go with some sort of emotional, you know, decision. And he didn't do that here. He could have, but he stuck with his plan. He made the logical choice. He didn't freak out about, oh, maybe I should just play my idol for myself. He stayed calm under pressure. Mm-hmm. So he has some really good characteristics that will help him hopefully get a little bit farther. Yeah. But, you know, things can happen. And right now his threat level seems to be pretty high. And as far as relationships, we see him close to Heidi, but who knows how that's going to look now that she's kind of broken his trust. We do see
Heidi's kind of a mess. We'll get to her, though.
Right. Yeah. We do see that he seems to have a pretty good relationship with Carson. But again, how is he going to feel that Carson didn't vote with him? So it's almost like he's a little bit on the outs. And we saw that next week on Survivor 2 with Carolyn being mad at him for whatever reason. So, like, relationally, that might be his weakest area right now. He's strong in challenges. He's smart. He works hard. He wants this. He's passionate about it. You know, he's out searching for idols. But he may not have the relationship. What is the word I'm looking for? Currency. There we go. To keep going.
Yep. Well, I think you've nailed it on the head. I have him at number 5. Where'd you say you had him ranked?
5.
5 as well. So we're agreeing there. I wanted to move him up. I was like, is he in a better position than Carolyn? I was like, maybe Danny could convince the jury to vote for him, right? Mm-hmm. He does have a huge play we just saw. Yeah. Like, that was factually, he saved somebody with his play. Mm-hmm. And that's stuff people like to see. It was all visible. Everyone saw it. It wasn't something he did, you know, like sneaking into another camp and stealing something from some, remember right. when they used to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, nobody ever sees you do that. Who cares about that? Could Danny convince the jury to vote for him? There will be a few Silco members. I think Danny's in a decent position, and I could see the argument for why he'd be higher than Carolyn. I just think it's so obvious Carolyn is going to the finale, and mm-hmm. I don't have 100% confidence that Danny's going to make it because, as you said, his threat level's too high.
Right.
It's very high after this last episode. It was high when people found out he had an idol. Like, in general, when Matt's like, oh, mine's a fake last week, mm-hmm. people kind of figure out, okay, Danny has the idol. And then this week, people really knew who he had the idol.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing he got out of his pocket. That was the best way to fix everybody knowing about your idol mm-hmm. is just get rid of it. And he used it in the best way possible. He didn't just get rid of it. So,
right.
Yeah, his threat level is super high, but it could be lowered because he played the, I don't actually know if it's lowered because he played the idol. Then again, Carolyn next week is like, I want to get rid of Danny. And if Carolyn says it, I'm not sure if that's like a death sentence in the show because of how much of a main character she's been so far. I don't know. That could be a death sentence. I don't think so.
I think that's just Carolyn being a little crazy. Because as I said about Carolyn, even though she gets emotional about people or things, that doesn't mean she's going to vote based on that. I think she still makes strategic vote.
She always, she's very smart at tribal, mm-hmm. but then the rest of the time, you're not 100% sure what Carolyn's up to.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we've already talked about her.
Yeah, at tribal though, she's usually on top of it. So Danny for me is number 5. For you, he's number 5. Anything else for Danny?
No.
All right. Our next player is Franny. She also has 20 confessionals like Danny. Mm-hmm. No votes against. Oh, sorry. That's not true. 6 votes against her. Just none of them counted. 6 votes against her. The most out of everyone left in the game. And she has no advantages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she doesn't have an advantage that if she reaches the end, Matt's a guaranteed vote for her. But no advantages that can help her reach the end as of now.
Right.
So what do you think about Franny?
So I definitely have felt better about Franny this week.
I have
week,
too. Before this
week,
week
was a little bit shaky for her. She's still number 4 for me. So we'll see how this upcoming.
So about
week
middle
goes.
Of the pack almost, because there's only 9 people left.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that she just has a really good head on her shoulders, and I think that most people do genuinely like her. So that if she makes it to the end, she would have a good story. Mm. I mean, I was almost voted out. I was saved by an idol. My Titus Alliance member went home. I'm still here. I mean, it's not a great story with lots of moves yet right now, but I think she could do it. And I think she could convince people of her story. You know, I played a quiet game under the radar, whatever. I'm not making her story for her, but I'm saying that I think she could be eloquent enough to tell it and get those votes because she's just likable. I mean,
if Carson, Carolyn, Jam Jam, and Franny were all sitting in a fake Final Four where you get to pick one of them to win, I think I would be in a hard position between Carson and Franny, personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Jam Jam, too. He would be my, like Carolyn, I'm sorry, it'd be Carson and Franny like tied for first. Like they'd both have to sell me, but Jam Jam's like a pretty close second and Carolyn would be a distant third based on what we've seen so far.
Right.
So it would be like, ooh man, who between Carson and Franny could really sell me on them being the best.
Right.
And then, but if, and I doubt that they, either of them would blow it. That's the thing, because I'm like Jam Jam could steal, but one of them would have to blow it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have a situation where somebody's just going to blow it at Final Tribal, but it could be wrong. I mean, they could misread the jury.
Yeah.
It could happen. Right. So I think
with Franny this week, it was kind of obviously an emotional week for her.
Mm-hmm.
Really only a day, but I keep saying week.
Well, week for us.
Right. Yeah. Week for us. And I think that probably affected her because she just didn't seem to have a lot of confidence. And I know if you lose your confidence in this game, it really does hurt you.
I know when you go to work, I lose all my confidence, just like when she lost Matt.
Yeah.
When you go to work, I'm like, this is just like when Macca voted out Survivor.
Just like it.
She was an emotional wreck, by the way.
She was.
Poor thing. I'm like, he's still in the jury. You're still going to see him. I get it, though. I get it.
I do think part of it
was. They just met.
Well, that. And I think part of it was her not bringing the bag, his bag.
I know they didn't say it on the show. We were waiting for that.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, too.
Yeah.
But that would be my thought. If, oh, man, I could have brought his idol. I could have saved him. And I didn't.
I guess they, but if she says that, that kind of makes her look dumb because his idol isn't real and they might not want to make Franny look dumb.
That, and that's true. I mean, that's fair. But I'm just saying those are still real emotions that she could be having. So I'm just hoping she gains her confidence back. You know, this is a big confidence booster being saved by an idol when you're going to get voted out. Kind of light a fire under her too. Like, okay, if I don't do something, it still could be me next
time. If only Matt had played the idol for her, that would have been like the most romantic. Exactly. See, it's like, man, if Survivor was scripted, Danny would have been voted out last week and Matt would have played the idol for Franny this week. But that's how you know it's not scripted. There's no way Matt's going out this early if it's scripted. I don't know. It's funny when you see the occasional, oh, this show is scripted.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Matt would have been there and he would have played the idol. That's how you, like, and then, yeah, it's a whole thing. So anyways.
Anyways. Yeah, I like Franny. She's number four for me.
Number two for me.
Number two for you.
Well, you know why.
Because of the Matt
theory. Talk to them on the mat. Yeah. And I do this every week, so I'm not going to really hammer as much. Her, Jam Jam, and Matthew were talked to on the mat in the episode one.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the past three seasons, that means that your chance of winning is very high based on the edit. So for me, she's number two. If it wasn't for that, she would still be probably around where you said maybe four. I can't say for sure because I didn't write this all down as if that theory doesn't exist. She's number two, though. So I don't feel as good about her as I did previous weeks. Mm-hmm. Heck, I think she's been number one for me since MGM went out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like MGM was number one, then her. And now this week, oof, it was rough because her target, her threat level is high.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to be high, but
imagine if you get to the end and have that story, though. I think it could be good for her.
A lot of episodes to go. And if this pendulum strategy of Tika going back and forth is true, they would be smart to make sure Franny goes because they have to recognize that Franny, like, is somebody to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to, like, Franny's not a goat.
Right.
So, we'll see. Frame for me, number two. For you, number four. Anything else on her?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's get to Heidi. Heidi has 15 confessionals, no votes against her, and also no advantages. I feel like personally, Heidi has gone from almost non-existent in the pre-merge, besides the one episode where Soka went to tribal.
Mm-hmm.
That was her only real screen time, to last week and this week. Just like not becoming the main character, just one of the main characters.
Right.
Like, I don't think Jamie even talked this week.
I don't think
Heidi is like eating up screen time from all these little side characters.
Mm-hmm.
And but I hate to say it like that, but that's how the show presents them because it's like you're either a main character or you're just like kind of like a filler, you're cannon fodder for the rest of them in this season, at least.
Yes.
So yeah, Heidi is becoming emerging as a main character. What do you think about her?
I like Heidi. I feel like there's a lot of ups and downs with her. So, you know, she got the steal a vote advantage, and we've talked about that.
Yeah.
And she did.
Well, it wasn't steal a vote.
Change your vote.
Because there is also steal a vote.
Sorry.
And that could be.
Yeah, I misspoke.
It's very confusing. I understand. Yeah.
Excuse me. She got the change of vote advantage.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't seem to use it well, you know.
No. She played it safe, as she said.
Right. She played it safe.
But then this week, she was she didn't want to anger them, but then this week she angers them by voting against them. I don't know.
Right.
It's the whole thing.
That's what I mean. It's kind of confusing. I'm not quite sure where she is at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
she seems to have a tight alliance with Danny, but then she tells people about his idol.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of just like a back and forth. She seems to do well in tribal as far as saying the right things, but I don't know. I feel like at times I'm like, oh, if she's at the final tribal, I think she could really passionately describe or give her story in a way that would make people vote for her. But then at the same time, sometimes you can go a little bit too overboard and get a little bit too passionate and heated about something and turn people off. So I'm not sure which way. I'm just not sure where she's going to be.
So
at.
Far, everything is presented as, man, sometimes she's really smart and sometimes she done screwed up.
Yeah.
And they're like really showing us both sides.
Yeah.
Where I don't feel like we're getting that with everybody.
Right.
Some people were just getting, they're kind of silly. Like they're very one dimensional.
Yes.
Heidi is getting multi-dimensional, or what some people call complex edit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is almost making a point of, oh, look, Heidi sometimes is an idiot, but also sometimes is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because as we saw with Franny, like, as you said, they could, or maybe I said it, where like she didn't mention that she wanted to, you know, like we assume that she was like, man, I didn't bring my bag for Matt after he asked.
Right.
But they purposely didn't show anything of her talking about that this mm-hmm. episode because she probably thought that there was something in like the shot in the dark, you know, mm-hmm. didn't want to make her look bad. But right. Heidi, like they're okay with making Heidi look bad.
Right.
They do not shy away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know right. if they're like saying Heidi's going to shoot herself in the foot. And she's gone in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, if she is in the, I don't know, she'd be in the final three. But if she is in the final three, because I feel like she's becoming a big target too, then, you know, do people recognize her good plays and right. let it, and have that overshadow her bad? I don't yeah. know.
I think at this point, she's kind of set herself up as a target for the Ratu that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Danny.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of spearheaded that movement against Brandon. And if Danny gets immunity, I can definitely see them going for Heidi next. And not really worrying about Franny at this point, just if it's purely an emotional, like, revenge.
These SOCA members are yeah. high on the target list. Yeah. Think about Danny, Franny, and Heidi. We're, like, over here saying all three of them are high-profile targets right
yes.
now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, Tika decides to vote with SOCA, knock out a Ratu member again.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah. But Heidi is number six for me. I'm not sure if I said
same,
that.
Same. Oh. I agree. Six. I almost put her in five, but I was like, no, you know what?
Yeah.
Danny, I feel like if he reaches the final, if Danny and Heidi were sitting next to her, I feel like Danny probably gets more votes.
Yeah.
Plus that big idol play helps a lot.
Yes, it does.
It helps a lot.
So. I did the same thing. I almost swapped them and I was like, no, I think Danny has a better chance.
I think it's
chance.
Just because Heidi's getting to talk so much. Mm-hmm. We were starting to consider like, okay, maybe, but we gotta remember that just because she's getting more screen time does not mean you're going to win.
Right.
I mean, look at Carolyn. She has a ton of screen time and neither of us think she's the number one.
No.
So. I mean, you're high on her, don't get me wrong, and I'm pretty high on her, but neither of us are like, yeah, Carolyn's a lock if she reaches the end.
Right.
So. All right, our next player is Jamie. She has 19 confessionals. She has no votes against her. She does have a fake idol, though she doesn't know it's a fake idol.
Right.
So I don't know if she'll play, because she hasn't really talked about it in a while. Of course, she wasn't on the block, so why would she talk about
right.
it? Like, no one's going to vote for her, it seemed like.
That is one of the things that Jamie has going for her, is she never seems to be brought up as a threat.
Which could be bad. It could be mean she's a goat.
I do think yeah. that she is somebody I would want to bring to the end.
Yeah.
As far as what
she's a great goofy character, but
have seen.
Mm-hmm. Is she a threat to win?
Right. I don't know. She's obviously on the bottom right now because her alliance just got blindsided by Brandon. I don't think, and we'll talk about Kane when we get there, but I don't think Kane's necessarily tight with Jamie or Lauren. Sir Kane, sorry.
I didn't say a word.
I don't know how tight they are. I don't know if Jamie really has a tight alliance right now. It could be with Lauren. It could not, because she's been on both what Soka and Ratu. She obviously
that sounds
didn't.
Right, yeah.
She obviously didn't vote with Soka. This week she stuck with her original
yeah.
Ratu tribe because she thought they had the numbers, and that was probably
the
smart
move.
Well,
this is what you get when the tribe swaps only one person moving to it. Like,
right.
none of these people stuck with their
right.
tribes they swapped to. Where if we had just a whole big shuffle like we normally get,
mm-hmm.
there could have been a mix-up, but they didn't mix up enough.
I definitely see Jamie, like I said, being dragged to the end as mm-hmm. a possible goat, but I don't see her getting any votes. She hasn't really had anything on her resume to do. She doesn't seem to be a number one tight alliance member for anybody that we've been shown. I mean, she had the little, what was it, plant mom and dad with MGM, but that, even that was fake.
MGM's been gone for so long, it doesn't, that doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, and I'm saying that's the only time we showed that she actually had a tight alliance, and yeah, it wasn't a real alliance because MGM was lying to her.
Yeah, he was bluffing her the whole time, and right, she still has no idea as far as we know.
Right, so it's almost like she just doesn't really know what's going on in the game.
I want to, okay, so I know on one hand we are like, factually, she doesn't have an idol, right?
Right.
Factually, Jamie doesn't seem like she's a threat to win. I want to give props to Jamie, though, because mm-hmm, she is following the golden rule of don't tell anyone. So in this case, if she told someone, she might discover it's fake. So it's a catch-22 in that case. But as a general rule of thumb, you don't tell anyone you have an idol. And she, as far as we know, hasn't told anyone yet.
But somebody,
that she thinks she has an idol.
Who said it this week? Somebody said, oh, and Jamie probably has an idol. Heidi.
Well, that's because sometimes Heidi's brilliant. Yeah. As we said, sometimes Heidi's brilliant. Sometimes you're just like, what are you doing? Why is that the move you're making? That's what it seems like.
Right.
But so they could suspect, but I'm saying no, Jamie has not gone and told anyone.
Yes.
That she thinks she has an idol.
Yes.
The only person she thinks knows is MGM and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that factually Jamie doesn't have an idol. Factually can do nothing to save herself.
Right.
But I want to give her props for doing the yes, smart thing by playing yes, the rule of thumb of not telling anyone. Because mm-hmm, if she told people and they, and like, as you said, Heidi thinks Jamie might have one, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say Jamie did tell somebody and the word spreads. Everybody thinks she has an idol. She goes to play tribal council because everybody's voting for her because they think she has an idol. And she, of course, can't block their votes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it's like really, it's the best move is to leave the, like, just don't confirm anything.
Right.
Yeah, for her. So true. I'm also pretty low on her as well, though. I feel like she got no screen time this week.
Yeah, I don't remember a single confessional. It's possible she had one, but I don't
remember last week either. It felt like through the pre-merge and even maybe the merge episode, she was getting kind of like a goofy, mm-hmm, fun character. But as soon as the strategy has taken hold and mm-hmm, that's become more important for the screen time, the character moments have dropped, and yeah, therefore Jamie's been dropped because she's mostly character moments.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, she's number 9 for me.
Number 8 for me.
Didn't say that.
She's number 8, so we're both pretty low on her.
Yeah.
I bet you my number 9 is probably your number 8 then, if you have her number 9.
Imagine, yeah, it would,
I'm
be.
I know I have your list on my phone, but I haven't looked at it, so I don't remember.
That's okay.
I think it's what Mary's alluding to with her voice. All right, so our next player is Sir Kane, knighted by the one and only King Jeff Probst.
Mm-hmm.
He has 15 confessionals. He has one vote against him, and he has no advantages. What do you think about Sir Kane?
I like Kane. I do not think he will go too far, though. He's not in the majority right now.
We thought he was gone last night.
We did.
When he foreshadowed, yeah.
I did think that they might be getting rid of Kane soon. He's on the bottom again with, and well, we're assuming that, you know, all of Ratu is kind of on the bottom. I don't necessarily see him sticking with Jamie and Lauren. As I said, I think he's going to try and get in with Carson and mm-hmm, try to work something out there. Yeah. And I could see Carson keeping him around for another vote or two, but I just don't see, you know, if he has any other alliances or what he's been doing. It's kind of, it's
nothing's
almost
alluded that he has any strong bonds.
Yeah. Or, it's almost kind of been shown that, okay, I've got this alliance with Brandon. I've got an alliance
with
Carson.
Rat too, but yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm good. And it hasn't shown that he is even really trying to get anything going with anybody else.
And then next week on Survivor says that Kane's like, oh, now it's time to play the game or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, are they implying that Kane has just been not playing the game so far?
No, he said it was a wake up call for him because he knew, you know, he got blindsided.
He did.
And so
all of Ratu did.
And he knew going into this, you know, he said, if I get cocky, you know, that's mm-hmm, there's going to be trouble. And then there was trouble. So yeah, it's possible that he could pull something out here and do more. I don't know, work harder building relationships. But at some point, a little too late, you mm-hmm, know, a little too little, whatever that saying is.
Too little too late
too
to be
late
getting started.
Yes, yeah, too little too late.
Because at this point, he foreshadowed the Ratu fall,
mm-hmm,
which is, as of now, as far as we know, is going to happen.
Right.
I don't know if they're getting pagonged or not, but they're happening. But yeah, it's like you needed to be the one. I think the moment the merge starts, the moment you have to work.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you need to start making big moves that people notice and get you get a target on your back. But that's if you're not, if you have been sitting on your hands, hoping that things from the pre-merge are carrying you through the merge,
right,
you are playing this game incorrectly.
Or even if you're sitting on your hands hoping that your majority alliance isn't going to break, you don't know what's going to happen.
They break all the time.
Right.
On Survivor.
They break all the time. You have to start having those relationships with the new people that are coming in. You just can't ignore that. So I think it's a little bit too late for him right now.
Yeah, the show, I mean, even he could be having the most brilliant things being said by him in secret scenes and confessionals, but if it's not in the show, it doesn't matter. So as of right now, I like Sir Kane as a character. Nothing wrong with Sir Kane, but I don't see it either. I don't see him. I think my 7, 8, 9 are 0% chance of winning, which is him and Jamie so far. I haven't revealed who number 9 is. He's number 7 for me.
Yeah, he's number 7 for me also.
I think Heidi and Up has a chance. Heidi's a little stretch. But Heidi and Up has a chance. But yeah, my bottom 3. I'm like 0% chance of winning. So
I would not be fine, but it would be funny if Sir Kane won the whole thing.
Oh, no, yeah. If he Gabler's this thing, that'd be amazing.
This is like his secret, you know, from the little Padawan to the knight that's knighted for real at the end.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be such a brilliant story video I'd have to make for him as a winner. Like in terms of a name and everything. It's true. I think I don't remember if I said that, but like when we did last season, I'm pretty sure I was like Gabler, no way. In fact, he was going into the finale. He was my last place person out of the five. And I'm like, who is he going to beat in this out of this group? I'm like Jesse, Carla, Cassio. And I'm like, Gabler ain't winning. So
what do we know?
And what I'm trying to say is my track record is perfect and do not ever question what I say.
Right.
All right. So Kane for me, 7. You said for you, he's also 7?
Also 7. Yes.
Oh, if this was Rebecca, she would probably put him at number 1 just to spite me. That's not true. All right. So our next player is Lauren. She has 13 confessionals, the least number of confessionals. Can you guess who has the most now? She has 0 votes against her and she does have an extra vote. Though I'll let you talk about Lauren, but I right away want to say that if Lauren was important to the story, the moment she won immunity, you think she would have gotten more screen time. Mm. But it's like she won immunity and who cares?
Yeah. No, that's true. Lauren is number 8 for me.
I was right.
She's and the only reason she's above Jamie is because she has an extra vote. They're both kind of equal to me.
She's been
like,
sitting on that since episode 1. When's she going to use it?
I know. Now is the time to use it. Yeah. If you're going to use it, now is the time.
Oh, yeah. Now that the numbers.
Because she can get with Kane and Jamie and herself. Get with herself. And her extra vote.
Well, she's conflicted. She's like, one vote's for what my alliance is doing. The other vote's for the other alliance. I'm really conflicted right now.
they would have 4 votes there. And that is pretty big when there's only 9 people left. I mean, that's why I have her a little bit higher than Jamie. Yeah, we have not seen like any content from her. It's really unfortunate.
It's crazy because I love her hair. I haven't said to anybody this season, but like anytime I see Lauren's hair, I'm like, I'm a man. I get it. I know I can never have hair like that, but it's like it's naturally just looking good.
Yeah,
and my hair does not naturally look good.
Yeah.
Does your hair just naturally look good?
No,
but never. Lauren just like walks around with like this huge, like, is bountiful is not the right word.
Sure, why not?
No, I'm bountiful. I don't know. I'm saying like this huge head of hair that just like looks good all the time. And I'm not envious, but at the same time, teach me your ways.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, like, I'm like, who's Lauren?
Right.
I know she said she had kids who would be proud of her. I think her own kids, it was what I heard, and also kids that she teaches. But that's about all she got after that immunity win.
We saw that she tried to work with Carolyn. At least she said she wanted to work with Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn's like, yeah.
But that was more about Carolyn than about Lauren.
That was
Lauren.
Definitely about Carolyn, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, she's on the bottom right now. She's lost a big person in her alliance, and she needs to make a smart decision with this extra vote, and everyone knows about her extra vote.
If she does, with that extra vote, she does make a, like, that's the deciding vote on, it could be like, that's an idol level play. If her extra vote actually is the deciding vote.
We just haven't seen that she's an important part of the story. So unfortunately, I don't think she's going to make it much farther.
She could win out on immunities and I bet you they'd still just keep ignoring her.
Yeah.
That's how I feel so far. So yeah, Lauren for me is number 9. For you, she's number 8. Okay, time for our final player. The one, the only, Jam Jam. He has 45 confessionals.
Oh, my goodness.
8 more than Carolyn. Can you tell me who the show loves? I thought it was Carolyn. It's changed. No. It's Jam Jam now. Jam Jam. What is Jam Jam up to? What's Jam Jam thinking? Mm-hmm. What is Jam Jam, Jam Jam, Jam Jam, Jam Jam? Mm-hmm. Man, we love Jam Jam. Everybody loves Jam Jam. What's Jam Jam thinking in this moment? Oh, here's a moment where Danny and Lauren are talking. What does Jam Jam think about that? I mean, I'm joking, but at the same time, isn't that what it's felt like the past few weeks?
Yes.
He has 5 votes against him, no advantages. And Jam Jam is number one. And only based on the edit, mm-hmm. do I think Jam Jam's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it as I was editing our podcast yesterday. And I was like, you know what? Like, I do think Carson could out-talk Jam Jam mm-hmm. at a final travel, but could Jam Jam out, it's so terrible way of saying this, out charisma, be more charismatic than Carson?
Yeah.
Could he win over the jury by making them laugh like a Gabler, mm-hmm. whereas Carson might try to logic his way into a win?
Yeah.
Like, if they're sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the Tika 3 at the end, Carson, I think, wins, but mm-hmm. could Jam Jam just charm, that's the word I was looking for, charm yeah. his way
right.
into the win?
That is very
that's
true.
That's my question right now, because I'm like, how does he beat Carson if he's bringing these two to the end?
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Tika 3 will be at the end, though.
You think they're going to break up?
I think they'll have to. That they'll realize, at least I think Carson will realize that he can't take Jam Jam. And Jam Jam's going to realize he probably can't take Carson.
Mm. Is this a Jesse Cody situation?
Yeah, I think it's a Jesse Cody thing. Wow. I think either of them could take Carolyn and be fine, but I don't think they shouldn't take each other.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal, if I'm Carson, I want Jamie and Carolyn at the end with me.
Yeah.
If I'm Jam Jam, I want Jamie and Carolyn at the end with me, probably. Or Lauren, maybe. I don't know.
No matter who I am on this cast, I want Carolyn at the end with me, because I don't think people will respect her. Has nothing to do with what I think about her. So I just don't think people will respect her to win.
Jam Jam, for me, is third, only because I'm not sure how much of a resume he'll have. Yeah, he's got a lot of charisma and everyone likes him. Mm-hmm. But... you know, what is he going to be able to say? Well, I did this or I did this. And you're right. He could charm people into be like, well, yeah, I'm just the bumbling Puerto Rican who's here having fun and I made it to the end.
That'll give you a couple votes.
You all love me. So, and that could happen. I mean, he definitely can go with, well, you know, I was part of the Secret Alliance and we did this and we did this and we did this. And if Carson's not up there to be like, well, yeah, that was my idea or whatever, it's going to look good, especially if he's up there against, you know.
Here's the thing. If Jam Jam sends Carson and Carolyn to the jury,
mm-hmm.
that's 2 votes I think Jam Jam has.
Right.
That I think you're making a point here, because Carson's at the end. Carson's going to start logically explaining why he mm-hmm. made the moves that Jam Jam might try to take credit for, even if Jam Jam actually did them.
Right.
Whereas if Carson's on the jury and he's like an advocate for Jam Jam,
mm-hmm.
he would advocate, oh yeah, Jam Jam, you did a great job. Even if Carson was really the, like, I think he would advocate for Jam Jam. Right. I don't think he's going to undercut him.
Right.
And you get Carolyn on the jury, you know, she'd be like, Jam Jam, I love you, you know.
Yeah.
That's 2 votes. Yes. But, and I think could, so then the question is, could Jam Jam be against anybody else who isn't Carolyn and Carson and then charm his way into more votes?
Yes. I do think he could.
Because every time after Tribal, who do we cut to? Jam Jam, and how he's charming everybody mm-hmm. after the vote.
And the only reason he's not higher on my list is because I do think everyone recognizes how much everyone loves Jam Jam. Mm-hmm. And so that is a massive target. Like, everybody loves Jam Jam.
Been waiting for
it. No, but he keeps getting votes. Mm. And he keeps feeling on the bottom.
But
so
he plays the bottom so well. Like,
yeah.
He plays being like, oh no, I'm worthless. Like, why mm-hmm. does anybody want to vote for me? And people are like, yeah, why are we voting for Jam Jam?
Right.
You know, that's how it comes across. I'm not saying it's true.
But he still gets votes.
But he still gets votes. I mean, he didn't get any votes this week.
No, not this week.
But previously, yeah.
Right.
Previously on Survivor, he got votes.
That's just my opinion about it. I think if he makes it to the end, yeah, he definitely can win. And maybe unless he's against Carson, but otherwise he definitely could make it. I'm not sure if he will make it to the end. Just because he is so liked, he's going to be one of those people like, okay, we got to get him out. It's like Cody. We got to get Cody out. He's too liked.
So if any of you are curious about a winner's edit, I made a video and I had to fix it. So I re-released it. But anyways, I made a video this past year, I think called something like how Survivor spoils their own winners or something like that, or how they spoil their own winner's edit, something like that. Secret edit. I forgot exactly. But if you look it up, you should find it. And in it, I cover the winners from 35 through 42, or maybe it was through 41. And I took a shot in the dark at who 42 was, and I ended up being correct based on the edit of 41. But this new era, I would say 41, 42, and 43 have had non-traditional winners edits.
Mm-hmm.
Like Marianne's edit, while she was a big character, it was not like, oh, here's the winner from the beginning.
Right.
Jam Jam might fall into the, if you watch a video, into the all the winners that did 35 through 39 had what I call very traditional winners edits. Oh, I know the Edge of Extinction one is a little off, I guess. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that era, his edit falls more into that era of winners is what it feels like, if he wins, because right now, boy, is he not just taking the lead.
Yeah.
And whenever we want to know something, we cut over to him. This is not what they did last season. It was not what happened. Anything happens, we cut to Gabler. What does Gabler think about this?
Mm-hmm.
What is Gabler up to right now? That's what it feels like right now.
Right.
So if Jam Jam is just like somebody they really like Cody, which I could see,
mm-hmm.
and he goes at like 5 or 6 for, I don't know, maybe he can't make fire, which is very possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his fire make skills are. I could see that, and they just really like Jam Jam. That's a possibility. He could be a Carla Jesse.
Yeah.
He could be a Carla Jesse. But if he wins, this is the most traditional, I put traditional quotes, winners that we've had since like the 35 through 40 era, I would say. That era, after post Game Changers, but pre-new era.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
High on Jam Jam. He's number one. And he has the Matt Theory on his side. Mm-hmm. All the stars are aligning right now. But this could be I was, of course, last season, I was really high on Carla and Jesse. So
I really hope that somebody who is not on the mat wins.
But I think we can agree. Last season, Jesse in the final three beats almost anybody.
Yes.
Who beats Jesse? He had huge moves.
Nobody.
Everybody loses to Jesse right now. I'm like, who does Jam Jam lose to? Like maybe Carson. But he could be in a Jesse situation where it's like, we get to final four. They're like, well, we're going to put Jam Jam on fire because I'm not bringing Jam down to final three, whoever mm-hmm. they are.
Right.
You know, I'm not bringing Jam. That'd be dumb.
Because
as we said, Carolyn is when she votes, seems to be rational. So she, even if she won final immunity somehow, she's not going to be like, I'm bringing Jam. Like, she'd be like, no, Jam Jam, you're going to make fire because I want to win.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's like a catch 22. It's like in one case, like it seems like he's being set up to be the winner. But at the same time, there's a lot of, I could see how he would go as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Anyways, do you have anything else in Jam Jam?
No.
Are you ready for... You didn't even know I was going to do this. You ready for the trivia question?
No, that's not allowed. You can't do that.
All right. Survivor 44 is the first season since blank where the number of members in each tribe did not change after the switch. So this is the last season that had a tribe swap, but the number of members in each tribe didn't change. I will give you a hint. The women dominated this season. There's not many seasons where that happens, but the women dominated this season.
The season where, can I say the winner's name?
You can say the winner's name, and if you want to say that's your season, I'll say it.
Okay, the season where Chris won?
No, not Vanuatu.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not Vanuatu. That was a great season, by the way. No, I'll give you one more guess. This is a season where women dominated. But that is a season where women dominated. I mean, he won, but they did dominate that season. So what's another? This is the last time where the number of members on each tribe didn't change after the switch.
One World.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that was One World's the right answer. Good. I won't have to do dishes this week. All right. So, all right. Well, thank you all for listening. As I said, next week, Rebecca will be doing the not doing the regular breakdown with me, but it will be up on Friday instead of Thursday. Okay. Well, we thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next time.
Bye.